if we were to apply standards to a drumming gene, now, for instance, listening to you or to listening to another drummer coming along, what would be some of the things that we should look for in a critical way? Apart from time, but then other things. If he's too busy,
could be too busy, and he could worry too much about what he's going to play or not going to play. And he could be too stiff. He could worry too much about his technique. He could be a great technician, on the other hand, and perhaps not project enough, not get it across to the audience.
What about long drum solos that we've heard over years? Remember, Belson used to do a thing with Duke that ran about 8 or 10 minutes.
Well, now, there's a guy that can handle a long drum solo, you see. But I've always felt this way about a solo. If I'm taking a solo, and I watch my audience very, very closely, and if I feel that they're getting a little restless or something like that, I say to myself, oh, man, even the super chief stops once in a while. So I go into the ensemble again, you see.
How about some of the people who influenced you, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Many, many of them. First of all, I come out of Chicago, and my idols in Chicago were Baby Dots, and, of course, Zooty Singleton, Davy Tupp, George Wetling, Tubby Hall. And then, of course, I think the man who had the greatest influence on my drumming when I came to New York at the Savoy Ballroom and heard the great Chick Webb.
Oh, yes. Of course. See, unfortunately, they're only about 4 or 5 years old, and therefore these names will be all names that don't... But I imagine, like, their parents and many, many of the audience would, you know, like the name of Chick Webb, for instance, a little man. He was a hunchback of a man, and Fitzgerald actually took over his band and led it when he died.
That's right.
But I was thinking, like, Dodds, the same way. There's a famous name that has kind of passed out of the drumming history, and unfortunately we've kind of forgotten.
But you'd be surprised. I can remember some of the things that Baby Dodds used to do, and you could even take an extreme modernist like Joe Morello, and you'd be surprised how some of the things tie in. Some of the things that Baby Dodds did, Joe Morello is doing right today in a different way, with a different flavor, of course.
Right, yeah. Well, it's like some of the younger drummers, I think, like Alvin Jones or
Williams,
or people like this.
Mm-hmm.
You remember a guy by the name of Powell? Was there a Powell?
Yes, a great Jack Powell.
Jack Powell's a great
He did They Say. I don't know how much truth there is. But he was a single and vaudeville, and they say that... he was the highest paid drummer in the world until Benny Goodman decided to give me a raise.